The big news in Queensland this week was, of course, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk's grand announcement, returning life to normal for those of us who are vaccinated. Apparently, the Premier is rewarding us, as if it's the Premier's right to hand out rewards for freedoms that we willingly gave up ourselves. But anyway, the Premier made this big announcement, and it's raised concerns in some quarters that we are creating a two-class society. Those who are unvaccinated for whatever reason, well, you'll be punished. The rest of us, vaccinated among us, will be rewarded. To talk about this issue, to talk about the language used by the Premier in that announcement this week, I've got LNP Senator Susan McDonald on the line. Senator, your reaction, your response to that announcement from the Premier earlier this week.
Well, Gavin, I felt really uncomfortable with terminology that talks about Queensland as being rewarded. Our rights, our freedoms are something that we have given up willingly on the basis that we had a worldwide pandemic, but it is certainly not for the government to reward us. That is not the undertaking with government. And I also think it is absolutely outrageous that we can say to Queenslanders, you can go to a hardware store, you can go to the supermarket, but you can't go to the pub without demonstrating your health credentials. I don't think that's the way we operate. And the worst part is small business operators, cafes and pubs and hotels who have borne the brunt of shutdowns, the fast lockdowns and restrictions, having to throw away food, put off staff, running at half capacity. They're the ones, once again, that we're asking to be the police for Queensland Health.
Well, that's such a good point. You know, where is the consistency here? Because apparently we'll be able to go unfettered to, as you said, to Bunnings or supermarket, a whole range of other places, and yet I want to go and have a coffee. I want to go and have a beer. I want to go and have a chicken parmy, my local pub, but they're under whole other different restrictions and regulations. It just seems insane to me.
Well, it is insane. It is completely inconsistent. You know, are we now trying to measure where is safe and where is unsafe, where you need to demonstrate your credentials? I mean, we already have in place a QR code so that we have a traceability system, and yet we're now trying to enforce another level. You know, the police are saying that they will go out to pubs and clubs and hotels and libraries and, you know, everywhere else that's on the list if they're required. But I think we're asking people who just want to go to work and do their job, we're asking them to start being policemen for, you know, the rest of us. I think it's unreasonable. People are already on the front line in dealing with the public, and this is just one more level of uncertainty and inconsistency that we just don't need now.
Well, this is going to be a massive issue for businesses, hospitality and tourism businesses in our part of the world. There's already significant angst in the last, 72 hours or so since that announcement was made about, exactly as you pointed out, the policing of this, the poor person, the maitre d' or the restaurant owner, the cafe owner, the barista, whoever it is, they are the ones who have to try and police this. And we know people will get aggro, you know, people who, for whatever reason, you know, they don't want to be asked about their vaccination status. They don't want to give their medical history. Well, for whatever reason, there will be anger and aggro out there. I mean, it's so unfair for those business people who are now policing this state government decision.
Well, that's exactly what I think, Gavin. I think it is time. We have committed to a roadmap to coming out of COVID. We have given everybody across the state ample opportunity to be vaccinated, to seek advice from their doctor or their medical advice. They are now as well informed as they could be. The RFDS and public health networks have been out to all the remote communities. If you don't have a vaccination now, then that is your choice. That is your choice, your personal responsibility to say, I am now choosing to be exposed to COVID.
That's
and
right.
That's yours. That's your choice. That's what we believe in this country, is that You get to be personally responsible. In fact, I wish we would hold more people to being personally responsible.
Yes, exactly.
I've had COVID. I've been vaccinated. All of my family is vaccinated. But I don't think that we should be now creating a two-class society where people who have made that decision get rights and accesses that people who, for a range of reasons, for a whole range of reasons, will have decided that they're not getting the vaccination.
And let's just finish off, Senator Sue McDonald, about the language that was used in this announcement this week. I mean, it irks me the way that this was presented to us, as if we should be grovelling at the feet of Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. We should be so grateful to have these personal freedoms that are ours enshrined in the Constitution. Just talk to me about your response to the language and the PR spin around this week.
It makes me feel really uncomfortable. If I think about we're going to have Remembrance Day. We've celebrated Remembrance Day this week because we remember those who went off to fight for us to have the rights and freedoms that we value. I don't think it's too much that we should stand true to that. And when I see the Premier talking about rewarding us, giving us back, or giving some of us back a freedom, I feel really uncomfortable. That is the first step down a road that I don't want to go down. Thank God we don't live in Victoria, where it has been horrific, the lack of personal freedom there. So I think enough. We have all been given a choice now, be vaccinated or not. People can take on personal responsibility and consequence, but we must move forward.
Susan McDonald, LNP Senator for Queensland. Fantastic stuff. Keep it up, because we do need to continue to raise this issue. That, as you said, we can learn some lessons here, and we don't go so far down this path in the future. Thanks so much for your time, Susan McDonald.
Great to talk to you, Gavin.